This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Navy yesterday identified two pilots killed in the crash Wednesday of an F-A-18 Super Hornet in an agricultural area west of NAS Lemoore in California. The U.S. Airline Pilots Association has expressed outrage at the airline's acknowledgement that its management personnel aided in the unauthorized distribution of confidential personal data of thousands of pilots. There's another scandal involving a sleeping air traffic controller. This time, the guy apparently took an intentional five-hour nap because he wasn't the only one on duty. For the first time in its history, Virgin Atlantic Airways has deployed a twin-engine jet to serve on its transatlantic routes, a task for which the airline formerly used only Boeing 747s or Airbus A340s. The Chilean Navy has taken delivery of the first Airbus military C-295 to be delivered in its anti-submarine warfare configuration. The Indian airline IndiGo has chosen Pratt & Whitney's Pure Power PW1100G to equip 150 Airbus A320neo aircraft it has on firm order. The deal is for 300 of the new geared turbofan engines, plus options for more. InFlight Technology tells ANN the company has decided to follow the lead of ASL Camgarden in donating a portion of its revenue to the Kyle and Amanda Franklin Recovery Fund. According to the 21st Annual National Airline Quality Rating, 2010 made the third consecutive year in which the performance of the nation's leading carriers improved. And Seawind Amphibian reports the plane's design is now frozen, and it's looking for funds to start assembling pre-production aircraft at its factory in Quebec. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, we'll ask two more questions of attendees at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.